You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Monday, July 25th, week 166 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And my headphone hit the mic stand because I saw a new tweet and I got so excited.
Head turn.
Yeah. It's Comic-Con. Comic-Con has just ended. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try to be as current as possible.
Yeah. Most up-to-date information that we got.
But we will miss some stuff.
Yeah.
In years
always
past,
those trickles.
In years past, what have we missed, Mike?
At Comic-Con specifically?
Yeah. Besides not going.
That's the biggest one. Not going at all. I don't know. What have we missed that's been like?
Batman vs. Superman announcement.
Oh, yeah. That was on Sunday.
That was a Sunday night. Like,
yeah, a late one, which usually that doesn't happen. But yeah, that was a pretty big one when we missed it.
Yeah, that was probably the biggest one we missed.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so that's just a little disclaimer to put out there.
Yeah. But the big news, I feel like a lot of the big news.
Huge news. It's huge. It's huge.
Yeah, because a lot of these movies have got no information.
As my boy Donnie Trump would say.
Huge.
What is the best way to refer to... Okay, I'm not a Donald Trump supporter. Just throwing that one out there.
He's like, he said his name. He must like him.
He said he's his boy, Donnie. He knows him very well.
He knows him by his first name and a nickname that I've never heard anyone call him.
Yeah, do you think there's a way we could like disarm him if we just keep calling him something? Do you think he has a nickname? Like people...
Like the nicknames he gives people?
Yeah, like is there a nickname he doesn't like? Like, you know, like sometimes people are like, if... I'm not saying this is yours, but it might be like, oh, Mikey. You're like, I don't like being called Mikey. Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, it's a Ninja Turtle. Donatello. That's a Ninja Turtle, too. It's a cool name. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like just calling him Donald is the way to go. Because he puts Trump on all his buildings, so maybe he doesn't like...
He doesn't like his first name?
The Donald as much as the Trump. I don't know.
But I think people have called him the Donald.
Yeah, so he probably does like that, though.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I think Donnie is the move.
Donnie? I have too much... Yeah, I guess. And then we could put pictures of the Ninja Turtle up there.
Is he a junior? Is his father named Donald Trump as well?
I think his son is named Donald Trump.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're right.
And I feel like he'd be called Donald Trump the third. Or do you need the middle name to be the same to be a
junior?
No,
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I don't know, because I think Indian families, like, they change their middle name to their father's name.
Mm-hmm.
Or their husband's name. Like, my mom's middle name is my dad's name.
Yeah.
And then me and all my sister's middle names are our dad's name. Well, my sister who's married changed her middle name to Patel. So, yeah, I don't know.
Different for different people.
But I think, like, for you, it's like the first... Normally, I think it's like the firstborn son's middle name is the father's name sometimes.
That's my brother.
That's your case.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
That sounds like a thing. I'm sure that's a thing.
I know your middle name. Is there any significance to that?
What?
Your middle name? Is there a significance to it? Or just biblical? Like, family significance?
I think just biblical. I don't think they're... Well, oh, wait.
Yeah, like an uncle?
Oh, my... actually, my grandpa's name.
Is your middle name?
Yeah.
Oh, that works.
So I guess that's something.
That's cooler.
Yeah. Yeah.
You, like, superseded your brother. You're like...
That's true. I went one step up.
Wait, is it your dad's dad?
Dad's dad, yeah.
Oh, then, yeah, then you won.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I'm one up. Well, it's like... in Star Trek, it's his... mom's dad's name. Or wait. No, his middle name. His first name's after his mom's dad, and his middle name's after his
dad's
dad. Dad.
That's cool. I think that's the move, maybe. That's how people should name their kids.
Yeah.
And then it's like...
Or reverse, or whichever way. One of those two versions.
Yeah, like, what if you named your first kid... Okay, so if you have two sons, you name your first son... Your mom's
wait, but you're saying then you switch it? That seems
and
odd.
Then the That'd second be... son is your dad's dad, like the dad's your dad.
Yeah.
So that way both, and then if you have daughters, you just name them first mother's side because her last name isn't going to be carried on. It won't be on the kids for sure unless you do a hyphenated type thing.
Just named this naming thing really easy. You don't have to think about it.
You don't have to think about naming your kids unless you hate your parents.
Unless you're like, yeah. I don't even want to think about them.
Yeah, like that. I don't know if I'd want to name my kid after my father, though, or my mother. I want them to be able to live their own life.
Live up to this name.
Yeah. Or I just name them after people I like Johnny Cash. Like, if it's like Johnny, middle name Cash Patel, then it's like, live up to Johnny Cash.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck. It's weird that I would go with Johnny Cash over like Paul McCartney, yeah, or like George Harrison.
Johnny Cash is one way to go.
George Harrison Patel. Maybe. I know like one of my former coworkers named her kids after like people she liked. So it was like, I think her second son's name was Cash after Johnny Cash. Mm-hmm. Her third son's name.
Yeah, that's always an interesting way to go. Is when you take like the odd name. Like, I feel like...
Like, if I name my son name Harrison. Johnny.
Yeah.
Because I like George Harrison.
It's like, he's McCartney. Because he's...
Well, Harrison is like a normal first name.
That's true. McCartney's really not. So well, much. Cash isn't. That's not a normal first name.
Unless you're a rapper.
Yeah. I don't...
And then it would be weird, because then you'd be like, Cash is king. Like, people say that. And then he's like, well, I'm king?
Yeah, if someone said first name was Cash, I would not think it's after Johnny Cash.
No.
I would say not. Like, oh, your parents rich, or like...
They were poor. Like, they're like, oh, it's like the Kanye like West line. Like, she couldn't afford a car, but so she named her daughter Alexis. Like,
yeah, it's like that.
Yeah. Or it's like the other rap line, like, we made love in a Mercedes, so she named her baby Mercedes. I forgot who says that. I think 2 Chainz says
that. I was just thinking of like Richie Rich. They named him Richie, and they are rich.
Yeah. Or Maximilian, from... Yeah. Tiny Toons.
Yes.
Anyways, it's Monday. So let's tell you everything that goes on. Monday, we're going to talk about superheroes and Star Wars. Tuesday, it's the leftovers. Wednesdays, we viewed, reviewed, and our discussion questions. Thursday, America's Sweetheart, This Week in Movies and the Now, and a very extensive trailer talk this week. How long do you think Thursday's episode is going to be?
Very long. This is like the most trailer... This is like more trailers than we've seen in like...
The whole year.
Yeah, pretty much. A lot of trailers came out. A lot of trailers that we just saw. And just a ton of trailer talk.
How many do you think there are?
Was there like 20?
22.
Jeez. Plus the ones plus this the 3 week, right?
Yeah. So... We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of forecasting.
Yes, very much so. But some are like more teasery trailers, but...
And some of them are long, like some of them are 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, some of them like full on. They call it a teaser, but I'm like, that's...
Or they just call it footage.
And yeah, footage.
I'm like, this is cut together.
Yes. And then there's a lot of trailers that were shown at Comic-Con that we're not even going to talk about because we didn't...
Get to see them.
We didn't get to see them because...
I read about one. I read about the Guardians of the Galaxy one.
Ah, cool.
And it wasn't really a teaser. It was just like a clip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because some of them are clips, and I think most of them were clips, the ones that were shown.
That weren't
because there was put online. There was Spider-Man one shown. That was, I think it's a clip.
It's just them at Homecoming.
Something like that, yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Well, I didn't read that one. I didn't read any of it. But, and then there was a Thor one, too.
Cool.
I'm sure that one was cool. Yeah. I didn't read about them any yet. Like, there's just all so much came out at once. I was like, I didn't get a chance to look at any at much of it.
I just went on YouTube today and like, what are the most popular videos? And I scrolled and I was like, okay, well, this one's Pokemon Go, so it's not related to Comic Con. And it's like,
Comic-Con. Yeah, that's what I was doing. I was watching all the like Justice League. They like DC was like, we're gonna give you
it
everything.
It seems so weird from like years past where it was like nothing's going online, and then eventually something would get leaked, and then they would release the official.
Yeah. See, I think Marvel realized. Didn't they say they had some special way? I don't know how.
Yeah,
they, did, or
they
if
had
they
like some new technology.
They're like, well, we can stop this.
In years past, they just had one person for every 6 people.
Yeah,
like one security guard for every 6 people. Now, see, they said there's some technology at play.
See, I feel like DC doesn't have that technology, so they're like, well, we'll just put it out there because it'll get leaked either way.
Yeah. So yeah, Thursday, This Week in Movies and Now, and Trailer Talk, and America's Sweetheart. Then Friday, we got Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. And then throughout the week, we tell you what's new on Netflix that day. Why do we still do that? Because Netflix goes hand in hand with entertainment. Even though the price went up and people are leaving Netflix at an astonishing rate, mm-hmm. we still have that belief.
I still believe Netflix is the
is the gateway
still
drug.
It's still the streaming.
The stream king.
Giant, yes.
Or queen. Yeah. 2016.
Yeah.
That's what I say to everything now. Whenever I'm king trying to be queen. Politically correct, I'm like, it's 2016.
Yeah, that's why Pokemon was ahead of the game. They had Nidoking and Nidoqueen. They're like, no, not messing around.
Yeah, only one of our Pokemon says gender.
Everything else, no, they don't. I don't know how they reproduce. See, they come out of eggs, according to...
I want
to
a female Nidoking.
Is that possible? I would not be surprised if in new generations that probably exists.
Yeah.
In, like, I don't know, the newer Pokemon. Not be surprised.
Like, I want a male Nidorino or Nidoran female sign.
Yeah.
Because are those signs just a gender or to specify gender, or are they just in the name? What's in a name?
Who knows? That is the question.
Yeah.
And how come when they're Nidorans, they're just Nidorans? They both got the same name.
Yeah, just a little symbol
just
to denote the difference.
Just like they're different and they're different colors.
And the boy is pink and the girl is blue. What's up with that?
It's a new one. They were ahead of the game. That's what I'm saying.
No, but that's like old school too, though, because blue was thought to be feminine like in the 1800s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're
pink was viewed
behind
as
the game.
Masculine.
We're behind the game.
Yeah, we regressed in that aspect. So, yeah, let's get into it. Can't let people be right. 30 minutes of gibberish last week.
This one's pretty good. We only did
11 minutes.
That's like our best in a while.
We are so focused.
It's we as are if pretty we just damn focused.
Took a dozen Adderall each before this podcast.
It's like we're, because I feel like we're like on fire and we're going to skip right to those trailers. It seemed like we were going to go right into trailer talk almost.
I know. I was hoping you'd slow down. I was like, we have a whole episode we need to fill.
Yeah, we still got a bunch of info.
So yeah, okay. First crazy rumor. The Batman solo film is rumored to be set in Arkham Asylum. What do you think about this? I think this is the Batman movie we want.
I love it. This is like, it seems like obviously like the video games, because the video games are all like Arkham based, Arkham named games. So that seems like a cool place. And then you get all the gallery of villains, which everyone wants to see. Like, what do they look like in this universe?
And like, we already know that all those villains exist in the universe, like Killer Croc. And
yeah, like
Harley
all the guys
Quinn
we're seeing in
Joker.
Suicide Squad and stuff.
Exactly. So it's not a reach to like have them appear.
Yeah, and it's cool to get guys that would already have been in films.
Yeah.
And then we don't feel... I assume they'd be able to do it where we don't feel overloaded, because there'll be one main antagonist or something. It won't be like a... Like, they seem to be getting smarter on these group movies. Like, don't give us every little origin of every single person we're seeing. Just be like, now there's a big history and you can fill in the blanks in your head. That seems to be the easy way to go. But that seems pretty sick.
I'm excited for this one.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the Killing Joke?
No.
It was like really controversial.
Oh, really?
People said it wasn't that good.
Really?
Because they added...
Like, it looked very much like the book.
Well, the last 45 minutes. I think it's an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
The first 45 minutes is completely new story focused
that
on Batgirl, because the Killing Joke is really short.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they had to create this new story.
Yeah, but 45 minutes, it's quite a...
Like half of it.
That's more than half the movie. Jeez.
Is new stuff, and it's... There's a sex scene between Batgirl and Batman.
Really? That's not in the...
That's not in the comic. And people are saying it's really weird because Batgirl is normally shown as, like, Barbara Gordon is shown as the age of Robin.
She's a little older.
And it's weird because I guess in the beginning of the movie, she's a librarian who says she's taken, like, she's in a relationship to her coworkers and stuff. But I guess she's, like, physically attracted to Batman.
Mm-hmm.
So she starts dressing up to get the attention of Batman. So it's making it seem as if her only motivation is, like, by, like, sex.
Oh.
That's what people are saying. Or infatuation,
I think
I guess.
They're just not going... Like, I know this isn't technically set in, like, the Timverse, but it's made by, like, Paul Dini.
Yeah.
Paul Dini. And it's made by the same guys, and Kevin Conroy's Batman.
And Mark Hamill's Joker.
So, yeah, if you go to their... If you're using that as a basis, which I kind of would, because they're the same people, and they're creating this new storyline, in, like... in like Batman Beyond, they hinted at they had a relationship.
That's
like,
what someone referenced.
Yeah, when Barbara Gordon was the commissioner, like the Killing Joke thing didn't happen because she wasn't in a wheelchair in the Batman Beyond. But they had it. They mentioned that they had a relationship earlier. So if like going off that mindset, that's not too weird to me because in my mind, that's the basis of where they're probably coming from. But like I could understand if you're dropped into just that story, you may think, I haven't seen the movie yet, but if you're dropped in, you think it may portray it that way. I gotta still see it.
It's weird because apparently like after they have sex, Batman is like distant and like doesn't want to talk to her anymore until she gets shot.
Oh jeez. Like,
it's from what I
this is it, it definitely sounds like a rated R movie.
Yeah, it sounds like a rated R movie. But it's like I don't know. That seems weird to me. And then people
that does
seem
weird because that's a whole. They're whole kind of changing what the Killing Joke. Like when I thought they said Baxter, I would assume it would have just been her kicking ass and like.
Well, that's the thing that like
just more Batgirl backstory, not like more mode, like kind of changing the perception.
Yeah, well, that's what pissed me off was it was like their defense for focusing on Batgirl was like, oh, she's like a major character now. Now. It's important to portray a strong, independent woman character. And then for them to say
and
that,
and then the being like, not what that is.
Yeah. And then you're like, well, this is just like, she just has the hots for a superhero. It's as if Mary Jane dressed up and was like, I just need the attention of Peter Parker.
Yeah. I got to watch that for myself. I got a feeling it's not as bad as people are saying. But that hint of that at all is kind of weird.
Well, apparently it's like a widespread feeling.
Huh.
That it's.
That's bizarre.
And then because I guess they showed the movie first and then did the panel.
Mm-hmm. And did they ask him about it right away?
They asked him about it right away.
Yeah,
it
must
and like
be.
They didn't. I guess one of the producers is known for being like very abrasive, and he like called someone a pussy like in the crowd because the crowd is like, "You just used her character to like that she's a sexual character and pining for Batman," and someone's like, "You want to say that again?" Look, for some of the producers that's on one of the producers on stage is like, "You want to say that again, pussy?"
Oh, geez.
And it's like a bleeding cool editor.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah, it's that's really not the right decision to make. But I get it if you're putting it in a context. But the movie's not in a context, and that's a
weird choice to make. You think that they would try to make her stronger?
Yeah, just make
because of the recent controversy with the Killing Joke when they did that one issue that cover.
Mm-hmm.
That Batgirl cover, like last year. You think they would have tried to make her look stronger? In the beginning, like an independent, more than just like,
yeah, because that means her arc in the movie is like very tragic and weird,
yeah. And it's only because, like, and the only reason she's becoming a superhero is for the attention of another, of a man, instead of like her own values as the daughter of Commissioner Gordon,
yeah. Were gonna do that storyline, I haven't seen it, so I don't know, but. In that short amount of time, it's very hard to make it clear that that's not the reason. So I'm sure they didn't even do that. They probably made it soon.
We're going to see it soon.
But yeah, I'll probably see it by next week.
Yeah, me too. So that's something
that's a bad direction. Like if you were, you would need some build up to that and not show that as, because that, I'm sure that's what it seemed like the main cause, and that doesn't sound like the right way to go.
Yeah, so I think that comes out. I think they're doing the screenings this week. Is that right? Tuesday and Wednesday?
Yeah, I believe it's in theaters.
And then
theaters,
it comes out on Friday or something like that?
Yeah, I think it's like right beginning of August.
Is this the first year it didn't leak out on the internet before the Comic-Con panel?
I feel like it did still.
It leaked out?
I feel like it did. I mean, it usually leaks out pretty. Oh, did we? I don't know if we put this in the notes. They announced the new movies they're going to do.
Which ones?
Animated movies.
Okay.
They said, we already mentioned they were going to do Justice League Dark, but now they're doing, what's it called? Teen Titans, like Judas something? Judas Contract or something? And I think that's set in the mainline universe that they created with that Justice League movie. Let's see. Oh yeah, Teen Titans: The Judas Contract, which is the same universe. And then they're making a Batman and Harley Quinn movie as well, which is going to be a new original story. But I don't know if it's set in that same universe. I assume it will, because most of the Killing Joke's been just off the path of what they've been doing, because they've usually been staying consistent.
Well, we're going to talk about that in comic news. Yes. We have some comic book news about that. But staying in the movie news, Marvel released some of the Spider-Man Homecoming characters.
Yes, finally we get some confirmed. There's so many weird reports out there.
Yeah, so Zendaya is playing a character named Michelle. Revolori, that's the Indian dude, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if he is Indian. The guy from Dope. And that one Wes Anderson movie.
Yes. Yeah, the hotel one. Yeah. Budapest.
Grand Budapest Hotel. He's playing Flash. What's his name?
Flash Thompson.
Flash Thompson.
The bully. Peter Parker's bully.
So people are like...
Agent Venom, possibly.
Like, yeah, they're like, I don't know how I feel about this guy as the bully. And I was like, that's racist. You're saying an Indian person can't be a bully? Ask Uksher. I was bullied. I bullied the shit out of him.
I mean, it's hard to say without saying it, but yeah, just looking at him.
Yeah, it's because of how he looks. He doesn't look like a bully.
He's not tall. He's not big.
This is the theme of this week. It's 2016. Bullying has many forms. He could be a cyberbully.
True. I'm sure they'll figure it out, but just hearing it, doesn't that sound odd? It's just
like Zendaya is more of a believable bully.
Especially in the movies I've seen him in, he's just like the nice, quiet kid that, like...
Well, I assume you've only seen him in those two movies, right?
Dope and Grand Budapest, yeah. But like...
And he says the N-word a few times in
Yeah,
Dope.
But I don't see him as a bully in either of those movies, so it's also hard not seeing. I'm typecasting him in my mind, and then also the way he looks, and it just seems odd, but I trust what they're doing, so...
Harrier is playing Liz. I don't know who this article...
Liz Allen.
This article only said first names or last. I'm not sure who these actors are, and I'm not sure what the characters they are, because it only gave first names. It only gave one name for each of them.
That is weird. Because they had like, I think these are the same guys. They had them come at Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy what they do for Comic-Con. They're literally filming right now, so they fly them out for a second. Not to say anything, just to be like, hey, what's up? And then they show like concept art and maybe a clip, and then they fly him right back out and they gotta go film.
Well, that's the crazy thing with Tom Hiddleston. Like, they flew him out of Australia to here. For Kong Skull Island and Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, did he show up for that too?
I assume he was there for the Marvel. Yeah, he's already here. He's already in town.
I know, yeah, you're
Marvel
right.
had to cease production.
Which is
production.
Crazy because they're filming that too. Yeah. It's crazy the lengths they really go to just show up at Comic-Con and say, what? And then, like, leave.
But then did you hear about Guardians of the Galaxy?
What about it? They
surprised everyone at the Marvel stage on the floor and did a signing.
Oh, really?
And people
that's awesome.
Of course, it's, like, a really crowded floor anyways.
Yeah.
So.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was really cool. So Harry is playing Liz, and then Batalon is playing Ned?
I think that's somebody who works at the paper. There's a Ned.
Ned Stark.
Ned Stark, of course. This is where it's going to be also played by...
Sean Bean.
Sean Bean. He's going to be a high school student.
Yeah.
It's going to be really awkward. Oh, yeah. I assume it's Ned Leeds, who... He works as a reporter at the Daily Bugle.
Do you think the Daily Bugle is going to be a blog?
I'm wondering if the Daily Bugle will show up in this movie.
Yeah. Because don't we have a J. Jonah Jameson?
No. Okay. Not that we know of. I mean, they literally haven't released. We don't.
What if Michael?
We don't technically know Michael Keaton's the Vulture yet. They announced. That's another part of news.
Yeah.
They announced that the Vulture is the villain, and they showed concept art.
Yeah, which is awesome looking. He looks a lot like the Green Goblin, actually, from the
original.
Yeah,
he's kind of like the Green Goblin mixed with like Falcon.
Yeah,
like the Falcon, like armor.
What I'm
slash Iron Man.
I'm thinking, what if they get Hannibal Buress as J. Jonah Jameson?
I'd go for that for sure.
Martin Starr. That's J. Jonah Jameson.
No, I think he's a teacher. I think we saw, like, who the teachers were. Well, we saw Martin Starr as, like... They showed, like, Martin Starr, and then they showed, like...
Hannibal Buress and
But I don't know if
Kenneth
we saw pictures
Troy.
Of Hannibal Buress yet.
No.
I don't know.
Oh, you saw pictures of Martin Starr?
Yeah, I saw, like, leaked pictures of him walking in a shirt. Well, like, way early on when they were filming.
Okay.
Apparently walking in a shirt. All the high school stuff, yeah.
He's not one of those shirtless high school teachers.
No.
Especially Martin
Starr.
You know
he's not a crazy hippie, you know?
Yeah, he's got a bod.
He wore it. Exactly. I mean, he's got a shirt off in all the movies he does.
Yeah.
It's kind of his rule. So I got to take my shirt off in the movie.
trying to think if I've ever seen them with it. Maybe in, probably in Freaks and Geeks, right?
Yeah, they probably have like...
Like in the locker room or something?
I feel like they had a lot of gym scenes in that show. However, the older... I don't think the older kids ever had gym scenes. I think it was just the younger
kids. We never saw Jason Segel. No. Or James Franco.
Never happened.
Now I feel like you can't watch a Jason Franco movie. Or James Franco movie.
Jason Franco.
Or a Jason Segel movie without him taking their... Without both of them taking their shirt off.
Yeah, I really feel... That is their thing now. They're like, we didn't get to do it in Freaks and Geeks. Now I want to do it all the time.
Or Judd Apatow sitting there and he's like, hey, like...
I need to see.
Yeah. Remember all those times I didn't make you take your shirt off? Take your shirt off.
I've got to make up for it now.
Yeah. Captain Marvel news. Huge, huge announcement. Not really, because we said it last week. I think knew it. That Brie Larson is confirmed.
Yes. Do you see the way they did it? It was very like nonchalant.
I think she changed her Twitter bio.
That too. It's like always, you can always.
And she's.
They always like leak because it's like. Twitter's like the thing they thought. Like they're like, oh, this person's following this person on Twitter, therefore they are probably like it's not a coincidence that the screenwriter follows somebody on Twitter the day like before they're officially announced. But
how did they announce it?
It was just very nonchalant. They were taking a group photo of like all the Marvel people, mm-hmm. and she's like, oh, we should bring this other person out who's part, and then they just announced her. And
that's
put
awesome
her in the photo. But it was like really like it seemed like just off the cuff because she obviously is very. Nothing to do, say, or do.
Yeah.
Because that's like the farthest one out of any of the ones that any of the movies they're doing.
Yeah.
Besides like Ant-Man and the Wasp.
She also uploaded a picture on Instagram of her wearing a Captain Marvel hat.
Ooh. Oh, cool. I didn't see that.
You follow Brie Larson on Instagram?
No. But I assume it'll be put on the internet somewhere. I get all my stuff.
I think I saw it on Reddit.
They tweet out this stuff and I'm like, I'm not following people on Twitter. I'm just looking on websites that do.
Yeah.
But you see the new, they did a bunch of new logos and the new
Marvel Studios logo. I don't know how I feel about that Thor Ragnarok logo. It looks very 80s Americana.
I mean, they still got time to change it, but not really much.
It's like red, white, and blue, and the font looks very 80s.
Yeah.
I'm not against it.
Like, I feel like all the logos they changed were like, they just like slightly, it was interesting.
That Marvel Studios logo is the one that stands out the most.
Yeah. I think I like the new.
I like the old M logo where it's like the big block letter M and it had Marvel written in it.
Yeah.
That's what I want back.
Yeah. Bring it back. Bring it back, guys.
If you're going to go for Guardians of the Galaxy, they should do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like takes place in the 80s. It's very 80s centric.
Yeah.
I don't know if it takes place in the 80s. No, it doesn't.
No.
The only part that took place in the 80s.
I mean, the start of the movie did.
Start of the movie, yeah.
So.
That'd be weird. Though. 80s. Yeah. So, speaking of Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2.
Mm-hmm. It announced a couple things. I think, like, at the panel, like, some of the Ravagers were there and stuff, and Yondu was dressed.
Okay, who are the Michael Ravagers? Rooker. I don't remember who the Ravagers
are. They're all Michael Rooker's. They're like Yondu's gang. Anybody in those red jackets.
Okay, because. In the clip that they showed, it's about it's the Ravagers and Yondu and Raccoon, Rocky Raccoon and Rocket Raccoon, sorry.
Yeah.
I was singing the Beatles song. And Groot.
Yeah.
So it's like, it was weird. I don't know. Because I was like, I don't remember the Ravagers being like bad towards Yondu.
Well, apparently not, like, I don't know the whole story, but he's like part of the Guardians now, so the Ravager probably pissed at him.
Yeah.
That he's like, what are you doing? You're like, because he's there like their leader.
Yeah. Yeah, but if okay.
I didn't read the clip, so I don't know exactly what
but
happened.
But I'm saying.
But he's probably like, I'm joining these guys. I got my cool little flute thing, so I'm pretty powerful. I can take out like 20 guys in 1 second.
And let's say our friend group is a gang of bandits.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the leader.
Okay.
I'm the Yondu.
All right.
And then an old friend I haven't talked to in a long time is like, hey, Drew, join our gang.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think I'd be like, yeah, but can all my crew join the gang as well?
But the truth is, the Ravagers, they seem like if they didn't
they
have
their
Yondu,
own agenda.
Well, also, if they didn't have, like, they seem all crooks and stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like Yondu is the only actually skilled one out of all of them. Everyone else, from what they portrayed, were like, and this they showed on the panel where they were just all stupid knuckleheads.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, they seem all very incompetent and wouldn't, be very useful.
Like they seem like they hang out at that one place in Tangled.
Yeah, exactly. They seem like those people.
Like and they're just probably like a random.
Like I think if when Yondu leaves them, like the Ravagers are done.
They're it's just a
like,
powder keg.
Yeah, they don't. There's no new leader because
it's a power vacuum. I think someone needs to come in and fill that space.
Yeah, but I think it'll be an outsider because I don't think there's anyone strong enough like in that group that they're just like too dumb and they're like we don't know what we're doing. But I assume the number two is like James Gunn's brother,
Sean Gunn.
Yeah, because he's in there.
Yeah,
but I feel like he's still like not quite.
Do you want me to tell you what happened in the clip? Right?
Sure.
Okay, so apparently the clip is Rocket and Yondu being
is this Baby Groot, I assume.
And
so my guess is that Groot. Baby Groot grows into Big Groot at the end.
Yeah,
but I still am confused. I'm confused. Is Vin Diesel in this movie?
I have no idea.
This is my question. Okay, go ahead.
So they're thrown into different separate cells, like prison cells. Mm-hmm. And then, so you see Rocket next to Yondu, and then like down the way, you see Ravagers poking at Groot, and they're like, one guy's like, let me stomp him. And the other one's like, no, you can't do that. He's like a baby.
Yeah.
And so, I guess baby Groot, it's not like, he's like, he can walk, I guess.
Yeah, so I'm sure he must like grow throughout the movie.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But he's wearing like a red jacket or suit thing.
Okay.
So
he's a Ravager.
At the
yeah, neck, I think that's all you need is that red yeah. jacket and you become a Ravager.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
That's your initiation.
Yeah.
Is can you put the suit on and then don't take it off?
Yeah. That's why Star-Lord had a very bad costume in the beginning. He's like, you're a Ravager. You're wearing their garb.
Is that what they said?
That's what the black dude in the beginning,
yeah.
when he's stealing the thing, he's like, you're wearing Ravager garb. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm wearing this dumb red thing, of yeah. course.
I forgot about that. I need to rewatch that movie.
Yeah.
So then he's like in a birdcage, though, in a prison cell. Mm-hmm. So Groot just climbs out of the birdcage and goes down, and he goes to Yondu and Rocket, and Yondu's like, hey, go to the guards and get my fin, like the thing he wears on his head,
mm-hmm.
to control the arrow.
Yeah. Oh, that's what controls it.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
And so
I thought Groot, he had just powers. Okay.
Groot leaves, he comes back, and he like brings back a shirt or something. And Yondu's like, no. And he leaves, and he comes back, and he's like, it's like an eyeball. And he's like, no, it's the thing that goes on my head. And I guess Rocket's like, wait, leave the eyeball. And Yondu's like, why should he leave the eyeball? Like it's someone's eye that, like, I guess they take it out when they go to sleep. He's like, because he's going to wake up. And then he's going to be looking for his eyeball, and it's going to be hilarious. And then Groot goes back, gets the fin, puts it on Yondu's head. And then Yondu controls the arrow, and it kills all the Ravagers. And all the Ravagers fall over, and there's some 80s song comes playing.
That's quite a scene.
Yeah.
So my guess is what is happening is he leaves the Ravagers, joins the Guardians, Yondu does.
Yeah.
And then the Ravagers start working for Star-Lord's father.
Yeah.
I assume. Because he hired them originally to take him to their son. It was probably Yondu who's like, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
And I don't know what order that stuff happens in, but I'm assuming that's what happens.
So speaking of Star-Lord's father.
Yes. It's been confirmed who he is. Kurt Russell is going to play Ego, who is a living planet.
Yeah, but he's like, did you read about like why he's a living planet?
I didn't, no.
He like doesn't start out as a planet. It's like an experiment.
Uh-huh.
He's like the result of an experiment of merging
yeah.
a human with a celestial body.
Oh, interesting.
And they say that's why his mom looked all weird. It was like she was experimented on as well.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they do that.
Yeah.
But that's a bizarre way to go. Mm-hmm. But now that just makes me want to see, like, there's like a Green Lantern that's a whole planet in Green Lantern. So now mm-hmm. I just want to see that Green Lantern planet in the Green Lantern movie.
But you saw the Green Lantern movie, the last one.
I know, but the Green Lantern planet, Green Lantern wasn't in it.
But that one weird thing, space fart was.
I know, but I don't want to see a space fart. I want to see a whole planet. That's a Green Lantern.
I don't know. That space fart was very disappointing.
Yeah, but that's not a real thing. I mean, it is. It was parallax, but yeah. It just didn't look like parallax.
It looked like
a green
smog.
Planet. Would look like a green planet.
It looked like L.A.
Yeah, it just was like, he's got to take some form, or it's yeah. like, who cares? And then other news from Guardian Galaxy Volume 2. Chris Sullivan is going to be playing Taserface, And they confirmed that Sylvester Stallone is in the movie.
That's so cool.
There were rumors he was on set, and then
he was like staying in the same hotel that everyone else was staying.
So
in.
He is in the movie. So that's pretty cool.
You think once you get like very famous, you can just visit sets as you please?
I feel like yeah, because so many people like.
You think you can like just talk to the director?
I think Mark Ruffalo went to the Civil War set. I think. I mean, I guess that's in the Marvel family, so that's not really a random person going to a set.
Yeah, but then could I, like, if I was, how famous, like, Sylvester Stallone is pretty famous.
I think Stallone can go, like, anywhere.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is on the same level, I think, right?
Yeah.
So, if I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger, though, do you think I can call Kevin Feige and be like, hey, put me in one of your movies. Give me a tiny role. Like, you think I can do that? And then
probably.
I'll appear in Spider-Man Homecoming?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know. I don't know who they would go through. Because I feel like James Gunn is in control of his little sector.
Yeah.
Of, like, Guardians.
So I call James Gunn.
Yeah, I feel like James Gunn will do it.
James Gunn would definitely put in Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I think he would. If he's going to put Sylvester Stallone, he would put Arnold Schwarzenegger.
If he puts his own puppy in the movie.
Yeah, I know. He can... I mean, if he puts his brother in the movie.
As two roles.
And as a Rocket. Those are the two roles.
I thought it was Groot.
No, he's Rocket.
Okay.
He's a stand-in for Rocket.
I thought he was a stand-in.
Maybe he's a stand-in for both.
I think I've seen him as stand-in for Groot, and he wears this thing on his head.
I've seen him as Rocket, because in the one scene where Drax is petting, he's petting, like, Sean.
Sean has head.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And then it was announced at Comic-Con that Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout is a new ride. Not really a new ride. This was rumored for a while, and it broke my heart when this rumor came out. Because it's taking over one of my favorite rides at California Adventure, Tower of Terror. Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. Which makes sense in California Adventure because it's a Hollywood hotel, which was a star in its own right.
Yeah.
And this elevator is still in operation, waiting for you. We invite you, if you dare, to step aboard because on tonight's elevator, or tonight's episode, you are the star. And this elevator travels directly to the Twilight Zone. All those years of hearing that speech
will be
useless.
Nevermore. And they said the collector is returning.
Yeah, so it takes place in the collector's something. Like it's like pretty much you go in and it looks like a museum full of Guardians of the Galaxy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see the whole crew, the Guardians, like in prison pretty much. Mm-hmm. And Rocket gets control of this elevator that you're in. And it goes up and down like crazy, just like Tower of Terror.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently the cool thing that sold me on it a little bit is multiple ride profiles, which Disney's been doing a lot lately.
Oh, yeah. Where every time you ride it, it's
different.
Slightly different.
And they said it's a lot of 80s songs.
That's cool.
So.
Yeah. It's always like... It's like you want to see the new thing, but can I have the old things too?
So it's like, it's not going to be temporary.
Yeah, it's just a new thing that's there, in place. It's not like when they change, like do Nightmare Before Christmas during Christmas time. It's like they actually change something.
Yeah, it's completely. Like a reskin. That's completely like it's not like Space Mountain. Which is when during Halloween it changes.
Well, isn't it like
right now it's
isn't like
hyperspace mountain
submarine
is Star
thing?
Wars
submarine thing.
What
the Finding Nemo?
No, it's always like that now.
Yeah, now. Before it wasn't.
Yeah, before that was. Yeah, but like I'm saying, for Space Mountain is like Tower or the Haunted Mansion, where it just changes a little for a little bit and then it goes back.
Yeah.
But to me, this one looks like it's gonna. And then they say it's like this is gonna just the beginning of the changes at California Adventure, and I'm like. You're taking the California out of Adventure.
They're trying to make it Disneyland too.
I think this is what Christian people must feel like about Christmas. I think this is what it is. All those years where I'm just like, I don't get it. Christmas is all, you could do your Christmas and I can have my Christmas. I get it now. Because I can't have my California Adventure anymore.
No. Is this like the, do they have, how much like Disney stuff's in? Because before it wasn't like, I didn't feel like there was much.
No, before it was all California.
It was just
stuff.
All California, like soaring over California.
Like you haven't been to California Adventure.
I haven't been there forever. But like they got the Cars thing there now.
They have
right?
Cars Land. Yeah. They have Bugs Land, like yeah. a Bugs Life Land.
Uh huh.
They have a Monsters Inc. ride, which used to be the Hollywood limo ride.
Yeah.
They have Little Mermaid ride.
Mm-hmm.
They have Goofy Sky School, which used to be Mulholland Drive.
Yeah, this just sounds like Disneyland too.
They have Mickey's Fun Wheel, California, which is like on the boardwalk. That boardwalk, I guess, is kind of California, but they have boardwalks other places too. I don't mm-hmm. think boardwalk is very California.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it now is based on the history of Walt Disney. Oh, and then they have like Soarin' Over the World. It's not even Soarin' Over California anymore.
Lame.
So.
Yeah, they're taking the California out of California Adventure. They're probably going to change the name of it.
Eventually. I'm surprised they haven't already.
Yeah.
Call it just Disneyland Adventure.
Exactly. Confuse people.
Yeah, because Adventureland, I think.
Yeah, although isn't that what the zoo does? They have like two parks.
Yeah, they have the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Wild Animal Park.
Yeah, that's confusing to me.
And they're very far apart from each other.
But it's still confusing
like,
to me.
I think San Diego Zoo is the better one to go to, and the San Diego Wild Animal Park
you
is
can
like
drive through something, right?
No, it's like there's a tram ride.
Oh.
But that's like in the middle of nowhere, but there's a guy who sells ostrich eggs near there. And I've always wanted to buy an ostrich egg. I think I need to go down to San Diego.
We need to just get some ostrich eggs.
I heard you need like a power drill to crack one open.
It's supposed to be good.
I heard it tastes the same. It's just like eight
it's
eggs
big,
in one.
It's just a big egg.
Yeah, it's just like an eight egg.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not even... I want to eat that sunny side up. Mm-hmm. Is that possible, do you think?
Sure.
Or are you going to get poisoned? Like food poisoning?
I think you can do it.
I think that's an easy way to get sick.
Oh, I'm sure. It's a big... It's a...
Like that yolk. There's no way that yolk
You'd
can
have
cook
to probably,
completely.
You can split it, though.
No, because I want it sunny side up.
Oh.
You can't split it sunny side up.
Yeah, you can split anything if you try.
How often do you eat eggs? This is my question.
I don't eat eggs.
Okay, there we go.
Like, that sounds you can.
Very difficult. Oh, Black Panther news.
Yeah, we got a ton of actual character news. Here's some character descriptions. Danai Gurira, who is Michonne in The Walking Dead, is playing I don't know how to say any of these names, but Okoye, she's the head of the Dora Milaje, an order of warrior women who serve the Black Panther.
Cool.
And then we got Lupita Nyong'o is playing Nakia, and another member of the Dora Milaje. In the comics, her character falls in love with Black Panther. And we got Michael B. Jordan's character is Eric Killmonger, easier name. And he's going to be the villain, a Wakandan whose family was exiled to the U.S. and therefore bears a grudge against Black Panther. He's an expert fighter with an intellect to match T'Challa's, described as a sort of Batman type, but as a villain.
I don't get the Wakandan family who's exiled to the United States. Was he like one of those people who sold black people to slavery? Like, you know, like in Africa? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't
back
know.
In the day?
Maybe he like stole some vibranium or something.
But you know what I'm talking about in like history?
Or his family did.
Like some people in Africa, like people were like, okay, we want labor.
I did not know that.
And
happened.
Then like people sold other, like
really?
Some Africans.
I didn't know that.
Sold other Africans into slavery.
Jeez. I don't think they're going to go that way in the Marvel universe.
And that's why his family was exiled? That would be great.
I'm guessing it has to do with vibranium, but that's because I know so little about Wakanda that I know they have vibranium.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that has something to do with it. But
like the United States, if I was in Africa
mm-hmm.
and someone's like, you're exiled to the United States.
No, this is like high-tech Wakandan Africa.
So that's like
a
Shangri-La.
Their technology. Yeah. They got that big Panther statue. They got like all that technology. They can freeze Bucky. You can't do that in the U.S. It's no technology to freeze Bucky.
Yeah, I guess
like,
so.
Like they have the makeshift, whatever they were doing, whatever the Hydra
Soviets
was doing.
Were doing.
And Soviets too. But they have like, they can put them in a bunker or something. I don't know. They got some cool technology.
I guess so.
So you're like, I gotta. You pretty
you're
much,
telling me the average Wakandan lives like with technology, like smart house.
That's the question.
The Disney
is
movie
it widespread
smart house.
Or like the just the royal people, like we get all the technology.
Yeah, like you're telling me.
But I like to think they all got the technology, and then they're like the U.S. are like they live so primitive lives.
Yeah,
these savages. That's what I want it to be like.
That's what I'm curious about. Like, because if someone was like, you're exiled to the United States, unless I'm living in like Switzerland.
Yeah, you should be okay
like,
with
like very few countries. Yeah, that's a desirable place to live.
Yeah, but then.
Unless you're just
what you
exiled.
Don't realize is that's the backbone of this movie. It's going to be a whole political thing where black people are getting shot by the cops. And they're like, this doesn't happen in Wakanda. Yeah. Why did you exile me here?
In Wakanda, our police officers don't carry guns. It's like New Zealand.
Yeah, it's a big political backstory, this Black Panther.
You know, in New Zealand?
Well, it's called Black Panther, because I bet you, like, conservative news is going to be like, Black Panther? That's those groups.
The militant groups. That's why we have no concealed carry, like, or open carry laws in California, but the Black Panthers.
Oh, weird.
Because the Black Panthers just carry guns and follow cops around and intimidate the shit out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And cops were like, we don't like this. It really prevents us from beating black people.
Only in California?
Well, because the Black Panthers are very active in California. So then they passed laws so you couldn't carry a gun in public.
Yeah, interesting.
So if it wasn't for the Black Panthers,
there'd be a bunch of guns.
We'd all have guns on our waists and in our backs and in our legs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about that. I don't think I could ever see myself carrying a gun like that. I get scared when I have, like, my wallet and my cell phone in the same pocket.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is uncomfortable. I need to shift some stuff around.
Yeah, it's got to balance it.
And my car keys in my other pocket.
So you just need to carry two guns, one on each side. To
balance it out.
A little balance.
No, I'm just saying I'm scared because I'm like, I have so much money. Like, not physically money, but I have so much value on me.
Yeah.
That if I had a gun on me, I would probably shoot myself on accident.
Yeah.
Like,
oops.
Yeah, I'm like. Or because sometimes I do the thing where I forget my phone is in my pocket and I pat down. And then I'm like,
you're
okay, good. My phone is. And then if I had a gun on me, something that could kill someone, I would be like, at all times, I'd probably check myself like 100 times
just
more
sure
a
you
day.
Still have the gun on you.
Yeah,
like,
that's
did
exactly.
I drop
like,
this?
Did I put it somewhere?
Yeah.
So yeah, gun open carry laws. I think they need some work, or people are much more responsible than me.
Yeah,
both of those are a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we got some Thor Ragnarok news. They revealed to us the Hulk gladiator armor.
That was pretty cool.
So he has this big like.
Helmet, and a chest piece.
Yeah,
I think he's got a cod piece.
He's got like, was it a hammer or was it an axe?
He has like two things.
Yeah.
He has like a giant hammer thing,
like,
and he has like an axe.
It's like I know this is in the comics and it's cool, but it's like that seems unnecessary for Hulk. He doesn't need those things. But I know it's in the comics; and it'll probably look cool. I'm just saying he doesn't need a weapon.
No,
he's kind of fine. But like, this is just confirmed. This is a pseudo Planet Hulk movie.
Yeah,
like wrapped in this Thor movie.
Exactly.
They're like, we can't do a Hulk solo movie still or something, but all those lies about, and we're not doing Planet Hulk. They're pretty much doing
Planet Hulk.
Planet Hulk. Like, you can't do a Planet Hulk after you do this movie, because that's pretty much, you're having like a gladiator arena where he's putting armor around him. So this is kind of Planet Hulk wrapped in this movie. And I'm all for it, because like the Thor movies are like, out of all the Marvel movies, they're still like, this isn't as fun. As like,
I
if
don't
we're going
know.
To space,
I watched Thor the Dark World today.
Yeah.
Fun movie. But that's because...
But
that's
it's not as fun as, like, Guardians. The problem
exactly,
is,
that's
like,
the thing. That's
I'm
the
in
thing
space.
I was about to say.
Make it like I'm in space here.
It's a pre-Guardians. It's a fun pre-Guardians movie.
Yeah,
because
that's why I think this movie would be a lot better, because you're like, oh, we're in a post-Guardians world. This space is fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, that movie is fine, but... Not after Guardians, you're like... One guy did space really right.
Yeah.
In this one.
Supergirl TV news. Let's talk about TV. Some Supergirl news. Batgirl might be making an appearance. I got really confused by these
characters.
I think
characters. It's Batwoman, actually.
Yeah, Batwoman, sorry. Batwoman might be making an appearance. She's going to play the girlfriend of, I think, her boss? Supergirl's boss or something?
I think it's a new character, and it's like a cop that's a lesbian.
That makes sense.
And then that's why they're speculating, because she's going to be on the show. They're like, yeah. Oh, famously in the comics, they dated or something.
Yeah.
But I think you have to... Like, if you're going to set Supergirl in a world where Superman exists, then if you're going to have Batwoman, you have to have a world where Batman exists.
That leads me to the next subject.
Mm-hmm.
Justice League show. Justice League show is being rumored by the CW.
Huh.
And they want Batman to be in it.
Yeah.
But for Batman to be in it, they have to get the rights away from Fox. And for that to happen, Warner Brothers can't sell the Batman 66 series completely anymore. For a long time, Batman 66, it's not called Batman 66, the Batman show or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You can only buy certain seasons from Warner Brothers, and then you can only buy certain seasons from Fox.
Yeah.
And Fox gave Warner Brothers the rights to those old episodes in trade for the television rights for Batman, which is why Gotham exists.
Really? I didn't know any of this.
Me neither.
That's bizarre.
Until this week. So, but it makes sense, because I remember the Batman TV show rights issue.
Yeah, I do remember that thing.
So... Yeah, they want Batman for this Justice League show. And then I read another rumor that a Justice League Dark TV show is in the works with Constantine.
Really? I think they're blowing it up too much. They're going a little loopy. I don't know. Feel like Legends of Tomorrow is a Justice League show.
Yeah.
Except for they travel through time and don't have like the most awesome characters.
They're trying to get the most awesome characters.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm confused. Justice League, the movie, is coming out.
I know. They're like double dipping on all their things.
Yeah.
And DC's just a big mess, but getting Batman on TV would be cool.
Yeah.
Still be cool. But I don't think DC has a plan either. They're just like,
What's more likely? A Justice League show or a Batman Beyond live action show?
Oh my gosh. I think Justice League is more likely. I want to say it'd be easier, but it really wouldn't if it's in the same universe, because then it's complicated.
Do you think Fox has the rights to make a Batman Beyond TV show?
That's a good question. I was wondering how deep their Batman cuts go, like, because they obviously have all those villains.
Clearly,
but does that mean did they give away literally all the rights? Like any Batman.
Like,
if it's too close to Batman.
They didn't give away the Batwoman rights.
Yeah, so if that's the case, that's why I'm wondering how deep you can go. Like, Nightwing, does that... I mean, they were trying to make a Teen Titan, so obviously that doesn't... That's not a Batman property.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's a really complicated thing.
Yeah, very much so.
Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they confirmed that Ghost Rider is appearing in the next season.
Mm.
Are you excited? He's not a motorcycle Ghost Rider.
It's the Mexican... American one.
Hispanic.
Is he Hispanic?
I think that's what you're supposed to call it. That's
he Mexican, though?
I don't think you're supposed to say the term Mexican.
What do you mean not? If he's from Mexico, he's Mexican.
Yeah, I don't think that you're supposed to use that word, though.
Why?
I don't know.
I feel like it's weird. Yeah, but that's a bigger group.
Yeah.
Hispanic is also other people.
Or is it Latino? I know one word you're not supposed to say that I always thought was correct.
I thought, depending on which one you're talking about, like, if it's Latino, it's a big group of people. I'm trying to narrow it down. Like, I can call myself a Californian or an American. I'm just narrowing my thing down.
Fuck it. We've never been politically correct on the show.
I think Mexicans are fine. People just using it in, like, a bad way.
Well, I think people will get mad when you say Mexican and then it's like not, Guatemalan.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I think he's literally a Mexican.
Yeah.
But they cast the actor, too. But I don't know if he's Mexican.
Donald or Danny Trejo.
No, they did cast him.
Ted Cruz.
Let's see.
Mitt Romney.
They didn't actually confirm it was Robbie Reyes either, but I'm assuming.
Because of the car. Because he drives a lowrider.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm sort of excited, but, like, I don't know. Let's see. Yeah, Gabriel Luna is playing him.
Cool.
But I'm kind of excited, but it's also like this show's all over the map. It's a weird place. It's just the Netflix shows are so good that I'm like, it can't live up to what the Netflix shows are.
Yeah, no way.
At all. So, yeah, excited, but this is the show for testing ground. Just do random stuff. It's cool. I like it. Just test stuff out. It's fine.
And then a huge surprise, Daredevil Season 3 was picked up by Netflix. Yep. So we're going to get another season of that.
Yeah, the only question is when stuff is coming, because it's all...
Yeah, so we know Luke Cage is this year.
Yeah, then Iron Fist,
Defenders are next year.
Yeah, so you got to assume Daredevil's either right after Defenders, or maybe they'll do three things next year.
Maybe.
Because Iron Fist, I assume, will be like April or May. They're usually like 6 months apart.
Yeah, right? When did Jessica Jones come out?
That was April. Like Thanksgiving time, I think. Oh, wait. No. Because Jessica Jones was the most recent thing to come out, right? No, Daredevil.
Daredevil Season 2 was.
It was the last year. It was like Thanksgiving.
Daredevil?
No, Jessica Jones.
Yeah, when was Daredevil Season 2?
Yeah, like April, May.
Yeah. April, I think.
Yeah. So then like September is Luke Cage.
Yeah, April because it's before my birthday.
Yeah.
I wanted that cake for my birthday.
Yeah.
From the first season.
Mm-hmm. It's just their shooting schedule is so different than other TV shows because they're relying on all these.
This one's like back to back to back.
Yeah. Like, we're going to get Daredevil Season 3 before Jessica Season 2.
Yeah.
So it's like really weird. But at least we're getting all of the Defenders seasons before we're getting Defenders movie.
Yeah.
Because it'd be really weird if you like, oh, we had three shows, and then Iron Fist, he just showed up in the Defenders.
Yeah, I'm like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, Iron Fist, they said they're going to have, like, a lot of villains.
No, I think I'm going to see a lot of Asian people.
That too, probably.
Yeah. But like, Daredevil Season 1 had an Asian people.
Yeah, Season 2, too.
Granted, also, they're all blind and packaging drugs, but...
Oh, Season 2, I assume... Well, maybe they weren't Asian people, I don't know. All the ninjas, I assume, were Asian people. Were they not?
That's
not the case.
You're thinking 2015.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was... Oh, and Guardians news I missed. Like, it takes place a couple months after the first Guardians in time. So it's only been a couple months.
For a movie that's like 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just like to keep this timeline in perspective because I'm always confused by it.
I see you, Guardians. I see your tricks.
So presumably Civil War hasn't happened at the same time the Guardians 2 comes out.
No. In comic book news, Batman Killing Joke is now canon for the DC Rebirth.
Interesting. So that Joker origin is like the Joker origin.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the rare books that Joker has an origin.
Yeah. But it's weird because Joker...
No Batgirl. So no Batgirl then? You just have Oracle?
She just shot.
I thought like she has a series.
Yeah, that's
where...
Did they
give her new legs or something?
I think they might have given her bionic legs or something.
They must have gave her legs or something. Because I think Batgirl still exists.
In this last week's comic, apparently she got shot. There's a flashback where she got shot in the back by the Joker.
Oh. So then she must have got legs or something.
Or it's a different Batgirl.
That's true too.
And Oracle exists.
I know they've had several Batgirls.
Yeah. And video game news.
Yes, Injustice 2 dropped a new trailer, which I'll talk about later, but Wonder Woman and Blue Beetle were in that trailer, so they're confirmed.
Cool.
For the game.
Blue Beetle's one of my favorite characters because I think there's a possibility that I could play him in a movie one day.
Blue Beetle's pretty sweet.
Or an Indian person could be Blue Beetle.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Beetles
in
India.
Blue Beetle's really... They seem like they're pushing him, too, because he was in the Justice League Teen Titans movie. He was in that Young Justice series. They look like they're pushing him, and I think that movie's rumored, Booster Gold, Blue Beetle movie.
Si, senor. Star Wars news. I'm tired.
Taken out of you. Yeah. We're only on Monday.
It's going to get loopy this week. Anthology films are not going to have an opening crawl. I think anthology films of all movies should have an opening crawl.
Huh. I know. They don't have opening crawls for any movies except Star Wars.
I mean, like, the Star Wars anthology films, obviously. But,
yeah,
like, the Star Wars story movies, I guess. Is that what they're officially called?
Yeah, it's like a Star Wars story. I don't know if they're going to do that with every single one. I feel like that's odd, but It's technically Rogue One, a Star Wars story.
Yeah. Boba Fett, a Star Wars story.
It seems weird to me.
Bounty Hunters.
I guess because they want to get Star Wars in the title, so people are like, Rogue One?
What Rogue One? Is this a terrorist movie?
What about Rogue Two?
Yeah. Back in my day, we didn't call the first one of a sequel a movie. Or
why would you name it One? No one's called any movie One.
Yeah, no one's a Star Wars One.
That's real bold. You must be thinking of getting a sequel already.
Well, back in my day, we called it another Brady movie.
Just another one, not even two.
Yeah, not even a Brady Bunch movie, too. So yeah, they're not going to have an opening crawl. And Star Wars Episode 8, speaking of movies that don't have opening crawls...
This one does.
No, it doesn't.
Episode 8?
Episode 8's not going to.
Yeah, it will.
It said it takes place 5 minutes after the first one.
Oh, good point.
What are they
going
to say?
Oh, good point. We already know everything that's going on. That's weird, though. Wait, is that official, or are you just assuming because it takes five?
I've seen it rumored heavily.
I mean, it has to
be. It makes no sense for them to have an opening crawl unless they're assuming the person Luke didn't see the seventh movie. Be like,
you are right.
Luke just continued to stare at Rey.
What happened in the 5 minutes after? They said it takes place almost directly right after. Like, but there was 5 minutes where Chewbacca and R2 were doing something.
Caught up. They're like halfway up the stairs.
And Chewbacca walked up the hill. Bang! Good point.
So it's done filming. So they're just going to do some special effects, probably going for reshoots.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
then it'll be out there.
In the world. For all of us.
In the world. It's still like a year. Wait.
Year and
2 years.
3 months. December?
No. Oh, yeah. It is December. Yeah. Oh, I thought it was May.
December 2017.
Yep. Year and a half-ish.
Less than that.
Yeah. Year and 3. You're right.
So, yeah. That's done.
That's it. That's Monday. It.
Nothing's new on Netflix today?
Nope.
Because it's near the end of the month. On the first, though, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's when it all comes out.
Yeah, that's a great shakedown on Netflix.
Yeah, and they're like, we are getting rid in mass, and we were adding in mass.
But apparently, it's always they add less than they get rid of.
Yes.
So it's a net loss for us.
It really is.
Which is why people are quitting Netflix.
That's what they've been doing month after month for like 2-3 years straight.
You know how they're you can make it up to your customers, Netflix? Give us a television show.
Exactly. We are great content.
Yeah. And it's so much content.
I know.
That you can say it's a
you
net
just
gain.
Keep getting it. Sure, you get a season every year of shows, but you know what? You get seasons every week.
Nearly. 5-episode seasons. But...
yes. Yes. But like, that's a good enough.
And so then we could just branch out to more.
Yeah.
Give us commentary tracks on movies that already exist.
Exactly.
On I would sit through and watch those Adam Sandler movies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If I got a paycheck from Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you just hired me for customer service, I would sit there and watch this movie. And that's saying something.
Very much.
You could pay me minimum wage as a customer service representative, and I'd watch those movies.
Yeah.
Because I'm that much of a company man. If you don't believe me, look at my current job. Yeah, come back tomorrow. We're going to talk about some stupid movies and some weird things and... television shows and video games. It's a craziness.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, thank you for listening. Until tomorrow, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.